Hey, hey, Megan here, back with you on a Friday for Cream City Digest. You heard the Cream City Dreams interview on Wednesday. Now it's time to break it down. Make it easy to chew, bite-sized conversation starters for the dinner table. Every Friday, I'll bring you a nugget of wisdom from this week's guest. Reflection, an action step, or just a second chance to hear something so good you won't mind listening to it twice. It could be an idea that gives you pause, or maybe it's an idea that gets you into action mode so that you can start living your Cream City dream. Whatever it is, it won't take long because this will be short and sweet and also really easy to share. Thanks for being here. Welcome back. Another week, another digest. And this week, I'm talking with Sarah Ornst Bloomquist from Mom's Mental Health Initiative about what it's like to have a perinatal mood disorder. She gives us a little bit of insight from her own experience. And then we talk about how do we help women who are experiencing postpartum depression or anxiety or OCD or any of the numerous perinatal mood disorders that can affect women. She's got some great insights. So if you know somebody experiencing these or you're experiencing them yourself, this is a great digest to listen and to share.
It's a very isolating disease, and you feel like you are the only one going through it and nobody else gets it. And really no one will get it unless they've been through it. It takes a lot of compassion and a lot of patience when you have a loved one who's going through one of these. And every moment of the day, somebody who is suffering from one of these conditions will say to themselves, am I getting better? Am I feeling better? Will I get better? Am I getting better yet? There's a constant phrase. Those are constant phrases that are running through your brain through the entire time because the desperation to get better is so intense. These are not things that people are choosing to feel. Mm. They're not doing something that's causing them. Like, they are not to blame. These are conditions. They are a disease. And it does take real treatment to help get better. And with that right treatment, you will feel better.
Mm. I can imagine it's hard to see that in the moment. If I have a loved one who is going through one of these issues, what do I say to them? Like, I'm big on scripts. I'm big on having, and I love that about your website. Because, and if listeners, please, if you need help with any of these things, they do have verbatim language that both the women are using and that you can use. But I wonder if we could give an example, because I think people need these scripts sometimes.
I think it's important to validate and say, I hear you. I see you. I know you're struggling. I want to be supportive. What can I do to help support you through this? And sometimes that person might not have the answer, but you have to believe them and you have to give them the space to do what they need to do to get better. So that might mean you picking up a feeding. That might mean you inviting and calling some friends of your partner to come over and sit with them. That might mean hiring some extra help. That might mean asking people to make meals. That might mean calling her doctor and saying, my wife needs to see you, or my partner needs to see you. They are experiencing X, Y, and Z. That might mean you having to go to a therapy session with them to learn how to support them. So really providing that space, but without conditions, you know, because you can't make it better for them. There's just, you can't be the treatment. You can help augment the treatment with how you behave and how you respond, but she's not choosing this.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel it's sort of a personal topic for me, and I don't talk about it much these days because we're out of the child creating phase of life. We're more in the child rearing, tween rearing stage. But I went through 10 miscarriages along our fertility. And I feel like if there was a menu of miscarriage options, I've had one of each, you know, an ectopic and D's, D and C's and, but that was almost a decade ago now, and I ended up creating a 21-day e-course for women to go through who've experienced a miscarriage to journal and reflect and kind of give themselves the permission to grieve. But one of the big things that I remember about that time in my life was that there was just silence. It was, one of those like grief. People in our society, we're allowed to grieve. If somebody dies, you're allowed your days off and you're allowed to grieve and people ask how you're doing. But miscarriage and fertility issues was just such a, nobody knew how to talk about that. I made them feel awkward. And so it just got, I think I went back to work the next day, and I wonder when we talk about the things to say to make that you can't make it better. I have a feeling there are things people can say that would make it worse. And I'm
Yes.
wondering if you might shed some light so that if there are listeners who are, maybe going through this or experiencing it with someone they love, what should they not say? Because I know I had my
Right.
list when I was going through all that.
I mean, I've heard all kinds of things, and I mean, some will say, you need to snap out of it, you need to just go shopping, maybe just exercise. Don't say, have you tried essential oils? Like, if it was that easy, this wouldn't be an issue. If it was that easy to get better, then we wouldn't need to exist. And so I think it's a lot of that problem solving. Like, don't say that. And then don't say, like, well, you're healthy and the baby's healthy. What are you worried about? Why are you upset? Especially if they had a traumatic labor. Just because everything worked out and it was fine doesn't mean that they didn't experience a traumatic event when they had that baby or even in their pregnancy. So, we're not going to say, oh, your baby's so healthy and beautiful. Why would you be sad? How could you be sad? Oh, you've wanted a baby for so long and you've been trying. Like, why aren't you grateful? And why are you feeling this way? So a lot of that shaming in one sense, like, you can't rationalize how they could feel this way because of this. And it's like, what I'm trying to say is that this is a disease, that it's not anything that they've done or didn't do that's causing it. And don't attack them as a person for having this condition. And that includes, I guess I could say, chintzy suggestions of how to get better, or like, those things are important. Like, exercise would be important. But I know for me, like, I couldn't get up off the floor to go exercise because I was so depressed and anxious. So there's a time and place for different tools to come in. But sometimes you can't actualize certain tools because your symptoms are so bad.
I remember some of the ones that just got under my skin were the well, it must be God's plan,
Yes.
or well, at least
Reason.
you can get pregnant. Exactly. Everything happens for a reason. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But ooh.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be strong.
I
I
just
thought
want
I
to
was
survive.
strong, and now I'm going through this. Like, this is a very courageous thing to survive. It takes a lot of bravery to survive through it. And some people don't survive, and that's not because they weren't brave or courageous. This is just a soul sucking disease that physically can make you feel bad, not just emotionally and mentally. And you will come through it, and you will be wiser, and you will have learned, and you will have gained insight, and you will understand yourself better. But that doesn't mean, like, oh, I wish I had this happen because now I'm like this. No, but that's just, some of the positives that can come out of it. I wouldn't wish this on anybody, ever.
I hope this was helpful. I'm going to leave it there because I promised these would be short and sweet. If you know somebody who needs to hear this, would you share it with them, please? I think this is super, super helpful information, advice, reflection on what it's like to live with any of these perinatal mood disorders. Thank you to Sarah Ornst-Bloomquist from Mom's Mental Health Initiative. Thank you for all the work you are doing in this community to help women. Tune in next week when I'll be talking to another Milwaukee woman living her dreams. Happy weekend.